Near the base of Mount New Holland on Alaska, among several weathered Orthodox crosses, a tall stone marks the grave of Seaman Charles Moulthrop.
Born April 25th, 1873. Killed, it's tough to see, July 16th, 1896. He's only 23.
Moulthrop was buried in Unalaska in 1896 after he died during service in nearby waters. He was 23, but his name lives on. The first modern U.S. Coast Guard cutter named for an enlisted member of the Revenue Cutter Service will carry the name Charles Moulthrop. Coast Guard Senior Chief Petty Officer Sarah Muir says it's in recognition of the sacrifices made by him and others in the Revenue Service, the Coast Guard's predecessor.
The first 10 Revenue Cutters were 10 ocean-going cutters, and we're talking about wooden vessels with sails that were built at the behest of the United States Congress in the early 1790s, largely to crack down on smuggling.
Moulthrop is recognized for heroically saving the lives of his crewmates off the Oregon coast.
They encountered a storm and several of his shipmates went overboard, and he actually saved them almost single-handedly, diving over the side of the ship with a rope, having his shipmates on the vessel tow them back aboard.
Moulthrop died shortly after this incident while trying to unfurl a flag atop the mast of the ship near Unalaska. The cutter named for him is part of a group of new Sentinel-class 154-foot fast-response cutters, Muir says. It is the first of six of these ships that will be homeported in Bahrain to support the U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf, and which will replace older, smaller cutters.
It's designed for multi-missions, including drug and migrant interdiction, ports, waterways, coastal security, fisheries patrol, search and rescue, and national defense. We are acquiring these to replace the 1980s-era Island-class 110-foot patrol boat.
According to Muir, when those ships are decommissioned, they can be used for a variety of things.
Some of them have been used as artificial reefs. Some of them have been used as training vessels or have been transferred to other U.S. government agencies, and some have been sold through the Excess Defense Articles Act through the State Department to navies and coast guards of other nations.
There are currently 40 of these fast-response cutters in service, two of which have home ports in Alaska. Muir says the cutter Charles Moulthrop will be escorted to Bahrain with its sister ship, the Robert Goldman, after it is commissioned next month in Florida. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.